Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Glorify you. And through the precious blood which you have shed, we can draw nigh unto the Father. And we thank you, Father, for all that you have given us in this great plan of redemption. We thank you, Father, that before we were made, there was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And you made way for us to come there right before you and with you. And we thank you that now, we thank you that now, though we stand on the earth, we stand in your face. And though you are there in heaven, you are here with us. And we thank you for this wonderful communion of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, for helping us this morning. And we trust you to help us now in this service to speak words even beyond what we know and understand. But we trust you for words of utterance that come from you. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I had been walking in the flesh, I might have gotten frightened when they said three Sunday morning services. This is my first three service meeting. I've been in two ones before, but this is the first triple blessing. Amen. Glory to God. So I tried to talk Shelley into taking one of them. The early one, of course. And I didn't really know how. I've known for a long time that the way this meeting is going to go is secrets of power. Secrets of walking and manifesting God's power. It's His plan for us to manifest Him to the world now. And I've studied the lives of people who were around at the first of the century, and we're going to be sharing secrets of that. And I knew how it was supposed to go in a way, but last night in the middle of the night, the Lord waked me up and gave me this morning's session. And I came through the door, and the pastors met me. They've spent time in prayer for the meetings. And they said, God has given us a verse for the meeting. Shall we tell her or shall we not tell her? And then they decided they couldn't wait. They were going to wait until the morning, but they couldn't wait. So they told me the verse. And I was so pleased and thrilled and almost fainted. It was exactly the verse where God told me in the middle of the night. It's exactly the first scripture reference He had me write down. And you know, there are lots of verses in the Bible, lots of chapters in the Bible. What would be the odds of that happening? And so I knew that that was a confirmation and that we had heard from the Lord. Bless God. And so even though it was something not a teaching that I had just laid out, it made me more comfortable with it, because you have to go by faith on these things, you know. And sometimes God has me do it. It comes with the anointing. But in the nighttime, I'd slept about 3 hours, and I heard a knock, a gentle knock, about like that. And I knew it was the Lord. And I waked up. Sometimes He calls you like that. I didn't know that He called you like that. I used to hear telephones ring, and there was no telephone. And then I read in the diary of Mrs. Gordon Lindsay that that's how the Lord called her, even to service. She'd hear a phone ring. And He called her, you know, in the spirit. These things are real. And so I heard that door. I heard a knock on the door. And I got up and I went to write down sleepily what the Lord said to me. And actually, it had started before I went to bed and I didn't realize it. When we got in yesterday, I expected to be taken to the Holiday Inn where we usually stay. But they said, no, you're staying at the Worthington. And when we went to the Worthington, Shelley said, do you remember what date it was that we were here? And she recalled to my mind that it was her anniversary. And it was actually a little less than a month ago. And I've been around so many places and seen such glory since then, I hardly could think that only 1 month has passed by since that happened. And I was reminded of the Southwest Believers Convention and what a glorious, wonderful meeting it was. And I was particularly reminded last night of one night at the Believers Convention. And that was the night that we were visited by a visitor from heaven. And that's not a little thing, you know. It's something big to be visited by a visitor from heaven, especially this visitor. And that night, I remember that we had prayed. Lynn Hammond had led the prayer. And we were praying, and people were coming in to be seated in that great auditorium. But it didn't seem to bother that they were walking in at all. For we reached one sound. I've been listening and waiting for one sound. It says in 2 Chronicles, when the glory filled the temple of Solomon, the singers and the instruments were making one sound. And I knew that that was a key. Sounds from heaven are wondrous things. On the day of Pentecost, that was a sound from heaven that came down. And this was a sound, and it was coming through us. I really can't remember if we were praying in tongues or we were singing in tongues. I cannot remember, but I knew it was the one sound. As soon as I heard it, I said, "This is it." And I stopped to listen. Tell you the truth, I didn't expect to hear it. Lynn and I talked about it. She said, "I don't know." She said, "I can't put my finger on anything that happened differently, but it just came. Heaven had ordained it, I'm sure." And we were making the one sound. As we made that one sound and were lifted up into the glory of the sound, Lynn Mink came out. And Lynn Mink moved right in that spirit where we were and began the song service in majesty. I believe we were singing, "Holy, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty." And then he came to the verse, the lines, "Cherubim and Seraphim." And when he came to that, something visibly happened to Lynn. Lynn's a tall, you know Lynn, tall, muscular, blonde, and his face turned beet red. And it seemed to me like the structures of his face changed. He like melted before our eyes. And he went like this, "Seraphim, Seraphim." And we all knew that standing up there was a seraphim or something, a creature from the Lord, an angel, someone from that other realm. And we felt it. You sensed it. You knew that presence was there. After the service that night, I made it a point to wait around on Lynn because I wanted to talk to him and see what he had seen. And so we waited, and it so happened that we drove back over to the hotel in the van, Shelley and I, just with Lynn. And so I'm filling in here with what he told me when we got in the car. He said that when he saw this being, it looked to be about 15 feet tall. It was very, very strong. It had strong arms. He said it was like as if muscular, like someone whose veins would pop out, just so big and strong. And he said its face was somewhere between the face of a man and a lion, and that it had the chiseled out look of something like Mount Rushmore, very strong chiseled features. And around its head, he called it a halo of eyes, went, and behind its back was coming out light beams, and it was standing there looking, and he just melted under it. He lost all thought. He could not think anything what to do. And the Lord said to him, "Sing the first three words of your next song." And that was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he sang Jesus, and we joined him. Jesus, Jesus. And when he did that, he melted again. You could see Lynn. He melted completely again. He buckled under it. And he said, what happened when we sang those words, at the instruction of the Lord, this creature whose light was coming out its back, those proved to be wings. And he said he took the wings and folded them around himself and bowed his head as we sang the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. How sad it is that some curse his name. Even at just the mention of his name, that one bowed his head. And he said, then he couldn't think of anything. His mind went blank. And then a thought came. I believe those were directed by the Lord. Call Jesse, he's been to heaven. So he called up Jesse. How many of you were there that night? You're witnesses. He called up Jesse, and Jesse said, I don't see this being, but I know he's here. We all knew it. He said, the Lord told me that angels do not come without a purpose. They're always on assignment. And I am impressed to ask the Father why he is here. And so we all bowed our heads, and Jesse asked why he was here. And the Lord said, the answer was, just as the angels came down before the judgment and destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, just as they came down, the Bible says, to see if the evil that was proceeding up from earth to heaven was as it seemed to be. He said, this one has come to see if the glory that's coming up from the church unto me and the praise and the honor is as it seems to be. And he has come to see if the church is going to take the next step. Hallelujah, glory be to God. He had to go back and give a report to the Father. Can you imagine? A report went back to the Father from Southwest Believers Convention. And I'm sure he's inspecting the church in the earth and other places. Heaven inspects us, glory be to God. And so I said to Shelley, when we got home that night, I said, Shelley, that description that Lynn gave sounds to me like one of the four living creatures before the throne. And so we looked in Revelation 4, which is the scripture God gave the pastors. Hallelujah. You might say, well, this is far out. No, this all comes from the Bible. We just haven't been far enough out before. We're about to get there. Glory be to God. We're about to get there. Far out. Through the open door. Chapter 4 and verse 1 of Revelation. After this I looked, and behold, a door opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.